time out. If we're going
you
on
see,
that,
you see the settings at the bottom?
Yeah, shouldn't it compress better so that you don't peak?
I can do that down here, but I don't want to because I like the way that it sounds right now.
What, peaking?
No.
This is excellent radio.
Dude, the compressor fixes it, okay? That's just the whole problem.
Whatever, Larry.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like we should leave all this in. Honestly, here we are. Hey, hi. This is Untethered 27. I am your pal, Al, and I've unfortunately got Larry and Daniel here.
Oh, damn, we're recording?
I'm leaving. I'll let myself out. Hey, when you guys are finished with now my fucking house...
Now I sound like a pretentious fucking asshole. Thanks
now,
a lot.
Like it's a new thing.
He's like, have you seen the settings on the bottom of my mic? Oh,
God damn it.
Have you seen the settings on the bottom of my beer can? I just flipped them off.
It's
for,
true.
For the,
it's
all,
true.
Those of you not in the room.
Okay. For the only audio listeners, which is everybody.
Hey. Okay, so I've got an intro question from Taylor from The Pint. She was like, okay, I have a question. I was like, oh, okay. If somebody asks you out at work, mm-hmm. and now she works at The Pint, so okay. Context.
Okay.
If someone asks you out at work and then their card declines, does that affect your answer?
My answer to that was... depends on the situation. And it was simply on whose card declines. So if I'm a male checking out as in...
Well, if she's working, it's obviously not her card.
What did I say? You as yourself.
If I'm a male,
oh, okay.
And I take the woman's card and I, you know, charge her, her card declines, it would probably not affect me as much as if a female is the cashier checking out the male.
Spoken as a hypothetical female.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to, I'm pretty sure that maybe I haven't told you guys this story.
Uh-oh.
But this happened to me prior to, or actually on one of mine and Megan's first dates.
Your card declined?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I don't know why, because... had money in the bank.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean you were a billionaire?
No, this is
you were a billionaire. No, and Chase Bank was just trying to get your attention.
No, I had I was not rich by any stretch. I had like a couple of $100 in the bank kind of thing.
But you knew it was there.
I knew it was there.
You budget and for it, yeah.
No, this is the worst part.
And then you're so embarrassed because you're like, try to go.
No. It gets better. It gets better, dude. Like, honestly, after this occurring, there was not a place that I could go to escape the embarrassment.
Uh-huh.
I give her my card, and I go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And I come back from the bathroom. We are with another couple.
Oh, so it's a double date. Okay.
So it's a double date. So not only did Megan... the person that I am attempting to court, she is like, your card declined, you know, so I went ahead and picked it up. And the couple we were with was very fucking aware of this.
Of course they are.
And I'm like, what? And I'm like,
oh, I'm just now catching on. So you weren't even there for the card.
No.
He went to pee.
I was like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. Here's my card. Just go ahead and give it to him or whatever. I just got to go to the bathroom real quick. I come back to her having already paid for it.
Oh, man.
No, dude, it was...
society.
Like, I don't use this word like lightly, and I feel like... No. Mortified.
Yes. Oh, okay.
It's one of those things that you see it in all the teeny
how
magazines and shit.
Ish.
Dude, this is like 2 or 3 dates.
Oh.
And you're already doing double dates?
Dude, double dates
are
the most
casual.
Comfortable.
They're
thank
way
you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, time out. You think they're not more casual?
Dude, honestly, if I were to ever date again, my dates would consist of, hey, let's have like an hour or two alone, and hey, can we go meet up my friends?
Right.
Yeah.
So, hey, do you know how to play Rummy or Uno?
Yeah. But okay, sorry, not to get too derailed.
No.
But so to answer her question, having and this is what's really interesting about being posed with these questions is that it's like, dude, you've been through different stuff, and so me having been through that, I would give the person the benefit of the doubt, probably, yeah. because I would hope that people would give me the benefit.
Yeah. Well, like I was just saying yeah. on like so. Last, like a couple episodes ago, like mm-hmm. that time Regions just turned my card off because there was fraudulent shit. It declined. Well, on some fucking so, Pop-Tarts when I had yes, money in exactly, the bank.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So the I guess the follow-up question would be, did he have another card to actually pay?
Sure, or sure,
it
sure.
wasn't like a, that's my only card. Yeah,
well, this yeah, was a hypothetical scenario.
Yeah, okay. It was just a hypothetical. Okay. And it was just a fun topic. But, like, I don't know. I feel like I've worked enough retail and I've seen that look on people's faces where they're like, no, there's $4,000 in there. And I'm like, okay, so I don't actually have a override because they say there's money in there button, yeah. so I need a different card.
Oh, let me just hit the override because they say there's money button.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just type that. How much? You said 4,000. There's $4,000 in this account. This is fine.
Like, so, no, that's so we're going to hold $4,000 credit until it clears. Yes. If not, we're going to come arrest you. So
that's fucking awesome. And I've been in that position where, like, I have money. I'm like, and my card's just fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I've been there.
Dude, yeah. let me put a bow on this.
Mm-hmm.
Banks suck.
Yep.
And they can fuck with you whenever they want.
Also.
And it's always your problem.
Yeah. I'm going to say how so. They handle their card declining matters way more than their card declining. Like, if they're like, absolutely the fuck not, there's $4,000, I'm going to be like, okay, so you need to leave, sir. I'll just comp it.
Yeah, yes. I would probably agree. Be like, oh, hell, I'm sorry. There must be a problem.
Yeah.
Can you put the stuff to the side while sure. I take care of this?
Sure.
Oh, no. Yeah. Trixie overcharged me last night.
Well,
no,
you
told
remember.
Her both butts, both nuts, one butt.
Oh,
you
hell.
Remember I had a fraudulent charge on my card not too long ago from that escort service. Remember that? You don't remember this? We talked about it, like, on the show.
Allie, help me.
You had a fraudulent charge from what?
From an escort service. For $40. Remember the $40 hooker?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
You did not talk about
yes,
this.
Neither we of us did. Remember.
No.
I'm going to have to pull it up.
Listeners, we need y'all to chime
yes.
in.
I will pull it up.
Does anyone remember this? Was this a fever dream that you had?
Can we do a poll?
We're doing a poll.
Okay, we're doing a poll.
Just kidding.
Fine.
Oh, my God.
No, like, so I do remember your card getting fucked up. I don't remember the reasoning.
Yeah, because I was a Target. I was a Target, and I was trying to buy something.
You were trying to buy a hooker at Target?
No.
Target is saying sex workers. Also, the correct term is sex worker. We're not saying hookers.
And then they
we're not
called me, and they were like,
where's the, okay.
Uh-oh.
Where's the origin of hooker?
That's a whole, I'll look that up sometime, but not right now.
All right, so, let's cruise.
Yeah. Okay. So have you ever tried to save a critter from, you know, a situation that seems a little bit, you know, the critter's stuck.
Precarious?
The critter's stuck.
Poor critter.
It's a critter. It's stuck somewhere.
We love a critter.
It shouldn't be there.
It's and not you, a felching incident,
you
gotta
No.
You as a human being.
You gotta help a critter.
As a human being are like,
I agree.
I'm gonna help you out.
Yeah.
But then,
oh,
there's a twist, like fucking an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh, hell.
And then you get stuck as well.
So the movie sucks? No, I'm just kidding.
I hate his stuff so much.
No, oh but I understand where you're right. going with that.
Man climbs tree to rescue cat. Fire crew rescues both.
Okay. I love this.
It's like, no, I'm going to get you down. Dun, 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 dun.
Fuck,
as you're climbing
I'm stuck.
Up. Oh, shit, it's
like,
really far down.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm little and this is very high up. If you guys could send some help.
A man tried to rescue a cat that climbed a tree, and then the fire crew in Tulsa, Oklahoma, of course,
God.
Had to rescue both of them.
Oh.
So, this is a quote that came from the Tulsa Fire Department. Its owner was so concerned for the feline that he climbed up and attempted to rescue the cat. Unfortunately, they both found themselves in a dangerous predicament high above the ground. Unable to get down safely.
Poor dudes.
Sir.
Have you ever climbed a tree?
Yes,
like,
I have.
And like,
yeah.
been like, wow, I'm a pie now.
Okay, I just said last night that all these memes about cicadas, if I had a good tree to climb, I would climb it, and I would just, like, take a picture of me yelling and be like, if the cicadas get to climb a tree and yell, so do I.
So you climbed up the tree. Just go down the same way you climbed up.
No, it's really it's, far.
It's, hey, man, it's different.
And I'm very small.
It is not different. You're just doing it backwards.
Also,
well, most
chicken.
Of the time...
Also, there's an easier way to get down a tree.
Have you ever...
Break your ankles?
Yeah, just jump.
So in undergrad, real quick tangent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, by the way, we will have t-shirts as real quick tangent.
Yeah, we will.
So in undergrad, we used to get six packs of tall boys.
Hey.
Literally PBR.
What
and
right
we
now.
Would go to Cherokee Park mm-hmm. or Cherokee Drive or whatever the shit that's called. What is that called? You know what I'm talking about. I'm
Cherokee
I'm
Boulevard?
I just work
yes,
here.
Thank you.
No, I just work. They don't pay me the big bucks.
I just
to
work here.
The questions at. But we would go over there and climb the trees with the six packs and sober and then drink up in the trees and throw them down, and then we'd be like, oh shit, now I'm kind of drunk and it's tough to get down.
The fact that you did this multiple times,
you never learned. You're like, okay, but it is fun.
It was so fun. It was so exhilarating.
No one got the idea to build a fucking rope ladder.
Larry,
it's in...
Let us live.
Do you know where Cherokee Boulevard is?
No.
Like I said,
I'm not from here. I just work here.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, that does track. Yep.
But no, we were just trying to, like, not get, like, arrested for, like, getting high and drunk in trees.
Okay, that makes sense.
I didn't say that it made sense. I'm just saying we did it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
man. So there's really not much to this story. It's just funny as hell how, you know, a pet owner will... sacrifice everything that
was
they
that
have.
Even his pet?
Yes.
Okay.
It was
but I thought
pet.
It was just a
but that
cat.
Is no. That is fucking awesome.
Hell yeah.
That it's like,
well, buddy, now we're both stuck and shit out of luck.
Yeah.
Okay, but like, I'm
he's like, did you bring any provisions?
Meow.
Damn it.
Worst case scenario, whoever goes first gets to eat the other one.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a story that I'm really pumped about.
Mm.
Russell Stover, the chocolate company.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They have started using prison labor in Kansas because they have a worker shortage.
Is that why their chocolate sucks?
I'm glad you think it sucks because you really will after this. So,
it's actually not that bad, but
well,
that's like Dahmer chocolate.
It is like Dahmer chocolate. Okay, so they had some labor shortage issues at their facility in Iola, Kansas, and it's been going on for years. This year, they started using prison workers. So it's a prison release thing where, like, you're still in prison, but they bus you to do work offsite.
Okay.
So there's 150 inmates from a women's prison called the Topeka Correctional Facility. And they work at this, they call it a store, but I think it's more of a manufacturing place. Okay. It's a weird wording. Basically, they are the 42nd company in the state of Kansas to do a prison work release program. And, of course, everybody associated with prisons is like, this is great and good and very great.
Where the fuck you think your tags come from?
Yeah. So...
tags.
License.
Oh, license plate tags. Sorry.
So, these inmates from the...
Like I said, I speak in literal terms. I was like shirt tags?
Toe tags?
Yeah.
Tag your hit?
What kind of fun games are we playing?
Skin tags? Okay. So they these inmates get on a prison bus every day at 1 p.m. The shift is 3:45 p.m. to 12:15 a.m. Not really sure why the bus seems to take so long. It surely can't be that far. I don't know. Anyway, so... they said basically that, like...
have you seen the price of gas?
Have you ever been stuck in traffic?
Oh my God.
Like I said, we can just bounce off of each other.
Sorry.
So, I found this off of Twitter, and it's from a guy's Substack, which is, like, this is written so well that I subscribed to his... I mean, like, the free subscription to his Substack, but, like, good.
You want a name drop?
Yeah, and it's spelled weird because he's, I think, Irish. It's Ian Higgins, and Ian is spelled E-O-I-N Higgins dot substack.com.
Okay.
But yeah, this was making the rounds on Twitter, and people were commenting because they just read the fucking headline and maybe the subtitle. They're like, I know more about this. It's like, you didn't read it.
Yeah.
You didn't read it. So the work release program inmates at Russell Stover are paid $14 an hour. At the prison, they would only make 60 cents an hour, which is slave labor and is a whole nother fucking topic.
Okay. Yeah. You totally stole my thunder there. I was going to say that.
But It is.
It's your article.
I'll
allow you to steal your thunder on your article.
Thanks, Larry. That's mighty big of you.
No.
Damn right.
Hey, Larry, put the gavel down.
No.
Fuck no.
That's a beer.
So they make $14 an hour, technically. Mm-hmm. But the other employees there start at anywhere between 15 up to 22 an hour for the different positions in the plant.
Which you would think it was a great rate, right?
I mean, that's a pretty good, but they, and also the other employees that are not inmates have raises set based on how long they've been there. So like they're going to make good money and it's going to go up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The prisoners are paid a flat rate, saving the company money, and then the state takes its cuts. Multiple cuts. The prison takes 25% of their pay for room and board.
Lot.
Okay, no. Room and board.
Your taxes.
Let it sink in.
Like,
I'm very surprised that you're agreeing with this. You're paying to be in prison.
No, I'm not agreeing.
He's just following along.
I'm saying that I understand what you're saying.
Right. Daniel's like, that checks out good. Charge him. So they take a quarter of their pay for room and board, and then.
I don't agree with this. Honestly. You know what? If they're fucking living there.
We're throwing you under the work release bus.
This is. Jesus. Idiot. Mm. No, I do not agree with. Yeah. Hey.
Thank you.
Let it be known. I do not agree with this.
Okay. So, a quarter for room and board, and then 5% of their total for a victim's fund, which I don't know all the ins and outs of that, but that's still a pretty noble thing. Cool.
Okay.
Just from the title, I'm saying it sounds like a noble thing.
Sure.
After that, $50 a week for their gas for the bus trips, and then their taxes. You're in prison. Are you paying taxes for?
Jail.
You're in prison, and also you're paying for your room board, and you're also paying taxes.
So my question would be:
do they file taxes?
Why do our taxes pay for them if they're paying for their own
taxes?
Shit?
Thank you.
Like,
they're paying to be in prison twice.
Yeah,
three times. Have you want to also say they're also paying taxes again? Like,
yeah.
To say this doesn't make sense would be an understatement.
Ding 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 ding.
Is now
do I have that
I don't think so.
I believe I do.
Yeah. Oh!
There
we
go.
Now. So they're getting about $200 a week, and then a portion of that is put into what they call a forced savings account, which I can see the argument yes, but that's still not money that they have in their hand at the time.
Okay, what if, so real quick,
sure.
Oh my god, I almost said it again.
You almost said it.
Tangent.
Now, keep in mind, before you say this,
yes,
obviously you have to be in a minimal sentence with good behavior.
Sure, right? Sure.
So
I'm sure that's
no life, yes. No life terms.
I'm just trying to look at
positives. No, like violent murders.
I'm trying to look
sure.
at positives in the sense yeah. of like trying to set incarcerated people up to be a little
succeed.
Bit on it. Yes,
so
yeah.
that's
exactly.
part of what they say.
Well, no, just real quick.
And that's, yeah.
So it would be awesome in a perfect world, which we don't live in.
Nope.
Our justice system is fucking garbage.
Yes.
But it would be really cool if they did set aside a portion of their money
Absolutely.
As a savings thing that it's like, hey, if you're going to be out and like we see you getting out of prison
yeah.
prior to you dying, basically, we're setting this money aside And when you get out, this is a fucking lump sum that you get to fucking help you get started.
And it's my understanding that is what this is, which is good.
Okay.
But
we also know that it's fucking shit.
And most prisoners are literally making something like 60 cents an hour at their prison jobs.
Mm.
And then when they buy their things like their toothpaste and shampoo, those are 3 and 4 times retail price. And you're making 60 cents an hour?
Yeah.
What savings?
So, you know. And I'm ignorant. Yeah. I'm ignorant to this. Yeah. So I'm legitimately asking, do we know that it's like silly prices, that it's like a tube of toothpaste is $5?
It really is like a, that's a normal tube of toothpaste, dude.
No, it's not.
I buy good toothpaste.
I don't know what. Okay. Do you buy $5 a tube toothpaste?
Mine usually is like between $2 or $3.
Okay.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Damn, bougie.
I know, right? No wonder your teeth never hurt.
I know. I was gonna say no wonder. No wonder
I
just popped my teeth out. I don't know if anybody out there, well, actually, anybody that listens to this probably has seen my teeth get popped out. So.
No, but yeah, it's like a documented known thing that they're like their prices for their
it's
their
like things the company store kind of bullshit.
Like 3 to 4 times what retail would be.
Okay. The thing that I wanted to know was if this is a private prison or if it's a government funded prison.
And that's a really good point. Also,
yeah. Also, on that note, private prisons should be fucking torn down, blown up, not with prisoners
inside.
None of
that shit should be for-profit, period.
No, yeah, no. Dude. What is this, death race? No.
Fucking for-profit prisons piss me the fuck off because
they should. It's ridiculous. Should piss everybody off.
You literally buy judges
yes.
in order to send people with minor offenses to your prison. They charge by the fucking day per the fucking bed and charge outrageous prices for every damn thing.
It's insane.
Yep.
I hate it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So this dude did a really good breakdown of a program earnings statement. This was from a different company that made a different wage, but it broke down how the deductions went. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the inmate that he looked at made $917.60 gross pay for 2 weeks. I mathed that out, and that's like $11.91 an hour.
Okay.
They, after taxes, got $7.79. Room and board deducted $229.40. Victims fund deducted $45.88. Forced savings account was another $50.37. And then ultimately, that inmate made $453.35 in those 2 weeks for over 77 hours of work, which is about $589 an hour.
So they said, okay.
With no overtime increase.
This was 2 weeks. I messed that up earlier.
So this is the issue that I'd have. If it's going into a savings fund for them,
You know what I'm saying?
So
but even if you throw that back in there, it's not much.
I'm not going to ant fuck over this.
I know.
But like, split hairs.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
But it's still not technically the money that they can use right then to buy things in commissary or buy a phone card or buy, you know.
Also gets into they're incarcerated for what reasons.
Sure.
And it's like, God, if you decide to go against society and the laws of society, but then we go into the
how many people are just fucked injustices. By
the justice system. It's like, God, man, it's for lack of a fucking better word, complicated.
Yeah.
And I know that does not do it any justice.
And so they quoted the legal director of the Kansas ACLU, and she said, these programs can very quickly become exploitative. And work release programs in general are a good thing. But how it all works out, how much money people get to take home at the end of the day, are appropriate questions that you need to ask.
Sure.
And then they also say, they can be a good thing if they're done well. Sometimes it's the only opportunity they have to gain any skills that might help them to get a job once they're released. And it's unfortunate, like you were saying, it's unfortunate that there are not more comprehensive programs to help people while they're incarcerated to be able to get jobs once they're released.
You mean you're telling me that there should be like a third-party, non-biased oversight on this?
Wait, you mean to tell me that we should try to rehabilitate our folks who are in prison?
It's almost like we should like try to do what the prison system was actually created to do.
It's almost as if the majority of people in the United States would think of being a decent person and following the good book.
Dude, how about just like fucking these non-violent crime kind of stuff that it's like,
dude, yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
What are you serving 3 years for, man? Ah, dude, I forgot to pay a shit ton. Or no, I couldn't afford car insurance, so I, I don't know, was driving without a license because I got suspended, and I did it 3 times because obviously I couldn't afford it.
Had to keep going to work. Yeah, what a bastard.
Yeah. So now I'm here for 3 fucking years.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like there would be okay. So I'm going to try to liken this to medicine.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Giving preventative medicine access is, in the long run, cheaper than fucking treatment in emergency rooms
and shit.
Of course,
of course.
So maybe we should look into that.
Uh-huh.
Also, we don't want the board of directors for every major hospital coming at us, so
honestly, I think Facebook should take over the prison system.
Oh, God. God damn it.
No, they do a really good job.
You're shadow banned for a week.
There are a lot of cops on Facebook. this guy did a great write-up of this whole thing, and I'm not doing it justice, but he did mention that in the story, one of the stories that he quotes, two inmate workers that he talks about told the Iola Register that the program was pretty priceless and that they were okay with lower pay as an incentive for companies to hire prison workers. And then at the very end, he said, that article acknowledged the program is controversial, but it did not interview anyone who advocates for better treatment of prison workers, choosing instead to only publish pushback on critiques from the inmates and prison officials.
Fuck off.
Like, he's fucking calling it out. He's like, all you did was say, yeah, it's controversial, but then you only had quotes from positive people.
Yeah. I'm saying fuck off to the goddamn article.
I know.
Well, this is the issue that I have, is I think that everyone tries to oversimplify this stuff, that it's like,
it's so
only this.
It's so complex.
No. It's only this. And it's like, no, it's actually both.
Yeah.
And we need to be looking at all of it.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds maybe like a cop-out kind of fucking...
No, it sounds like what needs to fucking happen.
But it needs to be an extensive, like, overview and review of this shit, because it's not one fucking aspect of this stuff that is the issue.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's like, dude, all of it plays a little bit, and it creates this just fucking monster that is our fucking penal system.
Yeah.
So,
and it's exhausting for people to say that it's black and white. This is good. This is bad. Like, no, it might be 20% good and 80% bad.
Yeah.
As we evolved as human beings, the phrase black and white needs to be abolished as well, because we know now that there are mitigating circumstances.
Dude, we live in a gray world, period.
Exactly.
Everything has 3 truths.
Yes.
And 2 lies. Like a fucking drinking game, I guess, you know?
Well, dude, you've got A fucking spouting off shit.
Yeah.
You've got B spouting off shit.
And then you've got the
and
actual
truth.
And the truth
lies somewhere in between, man.
Yeah.
And it is not, it doesn't matter what either side's saying. I'm sorry. Let me...
More time needs to be taken in order to find what the truth is.
Yes, sure, man. Sure, and just like... Both sides need to be taken into account, but neither side is correct, absolutely, kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, right.
So, my God, yeah. That's just, like, honestly, a deep sigh is all that I can muster.
I want Daniel to talk about some creepy father shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted that one, too.
Okay, cool.
No, the father's not creepy, the...
We know.
So I actually, I was actually talking to Megan about this, and I was like, man, this is kind of gnarly. I don't know. I probably.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
yep.
So, I'm not going to read the headline because I don't want to give away the goods. So,
that's what my meetup site says.
No. Meetup?
And sign up for Larry's OnlyFans, giveawaythegoods.com. a father shot a man who he says was peeping into his young daughter's window in Harris County, Texas, late Sunday night.
You first just of all, said you were
going to... Yeah.
No, I didn't.
No, it's that's like the first line. Sentence.
But time out. You might think, oh, he was peeping in and he shot him.
Uh-huh.
That's not what happened.
Oh, okay.
So what actually happened is around 10 p.m., a man and his husband and his wife heard their daughter scream.
Uh-huh.
So they go in, and she says there was a man that, or I'm sorry, they actually saw, apparently, a man that was looking through the window, quote, inappropriately touching himself. I'm assuming, well, we can all, whatever, yes. So both parents got handguns. We're in Texas, baby.
Fuck yeah.
So,
and I'm not going to lie.
America!
When kids are involved, dude, I'm fucking all for it. Yeah, so, and it also notes they're both licensed to carry. So, rock and roll.
Good.
So, they get this guy cornered and get him to lie down in the front yard. And they say, hey, we're calling the police. You're going to lie here until the police arrive.
Oh, so they did their due diligence. So they're all not only licensed, but they're qualified.
Well.
Wait.
Well, they didn't shoot him right.
No, no, yeah, correct. They didn't shoot him. They were just like, hey, we're going to.
Stay the fuck
you
right
stay
here.
The fuck down until the police come in to deal with this. He goes, nah.
Okay.
So he gets up, goes across the street to a gas station. And they follow him over because they're like, hey, you know, you're going to deal with the fucking police. This was kind of weird, in my opinion. So the husband goes in to call the police and he leaves the wife outside to deal with the perpetrator, I guess, for lack of a better word, or the peeping Tom. So somehow in that time, the dude gets the gun away from the wife and points it at her, supposedly. Dude just fucking shoots him 3 times.
Oh, okay. I understand that. Okay. Just from that context.
Yes.
First of all, okay. Shit. Is there a way that I can say this without getting canceled?
Yes.
You've been canceled so many times.
Okay.
Wait, ask that again. Is there a way?
Is there? Me.
Got him.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to straight up say it. Okay.
Yeah.
Me as a man would not leave my significant other in charge of watching another man.
Thank you.
Because
Thank
she you. Could, not saying that women are not strong.
I was going to call any that kind of out. And I'm
not saying.
I'm your feminist bitch friend. Like, yeah. I was going to call
I'm
that out.
I'm not saying that she's not capable. But
it's shitty to do.
I would take that position.
That was
and say, hey, you go call the cops while I sit here and watch this motherfucker.
Yeah, it's a weird choice.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that because I was going over this with Megan and I was like,
yeah,
that's weird that he went in to call the police.
It is.
So.
It sounded like he wanted to take charge of too much of the situation.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was just
and
weird.
And then maybe he had, good for him, maybe he had a lot of confidence in his wife.
And maybe
and
so.
Good, right? Yeah.
You know, and maybe, yeah, since she had a firearm, you know.
But you cannot underestimate a man that has nothing to lose at that point in time.
Correct.
That's fair.
Well, and I don't think I said this, but I believe that yes, he was. They identified him as intoxicated, and I don't. Did I say that? I don't think I said that. So, when they went outside to confront him, they were like, "This dude's blasted." No. So, wrestles the gun away from the wife, points it at her. The husband's like, nah, you done fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Shoots him 3 times. So I wanted to bring this up because I felt like this, in my opinion, was pretty fucking cut and dry.
It sounds like a justified shooting to me.
Now, we're saying that this is a justified shooting with the little bit of, and that is the extent of
just
this
just from what I have.
So exactly, right there. Exactly.
If you wrestled the gun away from my wife, bye.
If I was a juror and that's all I had,
yeah,
I would call it justified shooting.
Sure, yes, sure.
Because yeah, you are literally trying to prevent someone from shooting your wife.
Sure,
yeah. I know it's a little bit contra, you know.
Of course, yeah. You know,
you're contradicting yourself a little bit. So you're shooting someone to keep someone else from getting shot.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But
The point is if you have, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't know. So I've got my handgun carry permit. Larry, you were in the military. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, is that lifelong? Is that like, are you able, like, a carry permit? How does that work?
Okay, honestly? So once you transition into civilian life, you have to follow civilian rules.
Okay, so okay, because I'm you have ignorant to, carry, to that.
Yeah, if you live in a state that requires a license, you have to get a license. Some states will give you a break as far as, like, taking a class.
Uh-huh.
And consider your military experience as that class.
Mm-hmm.
Some states will not. They will require you to go through the whole process again.
Gotcha.
Like Tennessee used to do until today.
Yeah,
right?
It's so it's it's yeah, pyramidless, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, which I still think that people need to prove that they're...
Yes, they're capable of, yeah.
Because makes
I've been
me...
saying it.
Yeah,
no, I know.
It is one of those things, but so I go back and forth because I know that as soon as you say that something has to be done in order to...
I was I'm happy for a selfish reason, and I'm not afraid to admit that to anyone that asked me about it, because I do not want to sit through an 8-hour class of something that I have literally
that you obviously have been know more yes. That, yes.
a part of for forever.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, teaching me totally. Things, you know, like, I know.
This and end also, is the end that the bullet comes out.
But however, I do not someone want, who is yeah, 19 but, and a total right, idiot,
completely.
Please make them
also,
sit through it.
Handgun, yes. you cannot own it at 19. It's got to be 21.
Yeah. I didn't realize
but,
that.
Yeah, yes. You got to be 21.
Okay, still. Yeah.
And also I don't want to pay $200 to sit in this fucking Saturday afternoon class or Saturday morning
whole
class.
Whole day class if
an
8-hour
class.
Oh.
Did it. It sucks.
Sucks for you. You could have waited until 2021.
I lived in Granger County for fucking 10 years, dude. I was trained with the fucking firearm at the ripe old age of fucking like 8.
Yeah.
But also on the other side of it, I do believe that you should be really familiar and trained in gun safety.
Yes.
Dude,
and how
you can be more
course.
You can be an untrained person can be more dangerous with a firearm.
You cannot
than like,
yeah,
you know.
It's not only like trigger discipline, but it's also like, you know, mental discipline.
Yeah.
It has to
yeah,
you know,
knowing what's behind the person
right.
Because
some people, you put a handgun or you put a weapon in someone's hand, and if it's the wrong person, they're going to fuck shit up for everyone else.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And those are the people that need to get educated. And I believe that if it were me, I don't know, creating a bill for, you know, guns or gun control or whatever, it should be taught at a public level. Free of charge,
yes.
To where everyone.
So I actually, my parents got me to do the hunter safety like stuff. That it was like being trained with a shotgun or a long gun or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, dude, it's one of these things that like people shouldn't fear firearms. Yeah. They should respect them.
Yeah,
because
and also, you also have to take. I mean, I'm totally pro-gun, but you also have to take mental health into the consideration.
I agree. I agree.
I completely
and
agree.
And yet again,
that.
It's gray and there's not a good way to be black and white.
So,
yes,
it may, to some people, it may seem like a cut and dry scenario. Mm-hmm. They may say that it's an amendment type thing, but in reality, there are so many layers to it that you have to take into account, and it needs to be respected that way.
Well, and the the difficult thing, I agree with you. Let me preface this. I completely agree with you.
Sure.
The issue is mental health is 100% a gray area thing.
Yes.
And so it's like all you have to have is one person, like a
one person to fuck everything up.
Well, one person that it's like, oh, well, I don't think that person, you know, they came in here and they seemed crazy to me. Well,
that's the thing, Daniel, is, to get too much off topic for too long, but I don't think we can fix one problem without fixing the other.
No, I agree.
You know what
I,
I'm saying? So if
this
if,
is a multifaceted if, yes, if mental, huge. 100%, if mental dude, health I'm not comes into disagree.
Play when it comes to gun control,
yeah.
Let's focus on mental health. And then let's focus on going.
Yeah. Dude, oh my God, Larry, this just in,
did
brother.
I just break the system?
No, this just in, man. Why are more people not asking for mental health to be fucking delved
because
into?
It's a taboo to this day. It's
fucking frustrating because if we dealt with that, dude, I'm telling you. There are so many things that would sort themselves out if like going to a therapist and I mean, fuck, dude, I've gone to a therapist for years kind of thing. And it's like, you know what it is to me? It's liberating.
Yeah.
Because you feel like this burden has been lifted off of you that you thought was this weird fucking thing that made you like a fucking horn out of your fucking forehead.
Like a dick on your forehead?
Yeah, literally. And it's like, wow, it's not that. It's just the fact that I just need somebody to talk to and sort some stuff out with, man.
I understand that, but for the listeners, this is untethered, and this is what you get.
Yep.
Yeah.
So is the story finished?
Yes, it is. It is. And honestly, let's go ahead and, if it's cool with y'all, wrap after the next.
Yeah.
All right. So we have some choices to make because I know Allie wants to get on one of them.
I was gonna just cover some summer books. So it's okay. Y'all know how I do.
Oh, okay.
Allie's like, well, hey man, I'm just like,
I can cover a couple. We can split it. You go.
Okay.
So, looking at the time.
I just wanted to.
It's getting late, y'all.
You know how it is.
Tomorrow's an early day, so you know, whatever. I wanted to talk about some nudist.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Boobies, butts, dicks.
I appreciate, no matter how your body looks, I appreciate the fact that you just want to be free and nude. I get that.
Respect
it. Whatever.
Not me. I'm a never nude.
But whenever you get crazy with it and you have to be rescued, dude.
Rescued from your own bare ass. Excuse me.
Whoa, time out. I think you bears, guys haven't had to be rescued.
In this economy?
In a global party pizza.
Excuse me. This is a Wendy's.
Police rescue spooked nude sunbathers from Australian forest.
Yes.
So, Sydney, this comes to us from AP in Sydney. Police have fined two men who have been rescued from an Australian forest after they were startled by a deer while nude sunbathing on a beach and became lost.
There's a lot to unpack. Wait.
No, please go.
These two guys were sunbathing on a beach, and they got scared shitless by a deer. A deer. I understand a deer can cause a lot of fucking damage to you, but if you're on a beach can't run to the goddamn water,
it is more afraid
Larry,
of you.
Deer can swim.
They're not going to go in the beach.
They're not going to go in the water. Like, come on. You don't.
Deer are not afraid of water.
Do you not think?
But they're
do
not.
Do you think you? Okay. Real
have
question.
You been around deer? Much?
Real question. Can you outswim
if
a deer?
If you move, a deer normally runs away unless you have deer piss on you.
Deer are jumpy. I don't know, man.
Can you outswim a deer?
I don't know. Am I fighting the deer? Are we back to
no,
this?
No? Like we're.
I don't know.
If you were,
you have a knife.
A deer's pretty big.
Just fucking stab it.
Just get stabby with that fucking deer.
But deer are cute. I don't want to stab it.
Unbelievable.
I can swim pretty well, but I feel like a deer is a wild critter that might be crazed. It might outswim me.
So police.
It's got that crazy police bear.
Police Commissioner Mike Fuller said, unbelievably, we saw two men sunbathing naked on the beach on the south coast. They were startled by a deer and ran into the national park and got lost.
Y'all.
Dude, if you...
Help, I'm naked and lost.
I believe there's a show about this.
There's a show after
this.
Men
were, they were 30 and 49. They were fined because of their stupid actions. $1,000 Australian, which...
I hope that was the, like, citation. You're fucking stupid. Give us $1,000.
Could you imagine explaining how you spent 759 American dollars because you got scared by a deer and were naked on a beach, so you ran into the fucking woods and got lost?
It was a big deer. It's how do you even explain it?
So they got fined for breaching a stay-at-home pandemic order that restricted them to Sydney.
It wasn't even that they were naked.
Literally, nothing about this story was even like...
I can't predict any of this.
They're like, no. You were naked. Did you have a mask on? I was naked.
No, but I had a backpack.
Yeah, so they were found naked, and one of them was carrying a backpack. Or no, they were carrying a backpack, while the older man was partially clothed, the police had said. Fuller described the pair as rightfully idiots.
My God.
Clearly putting people at risk by leaving home without proper reason, then getting lost in the national park and diverting important resource away from the health operations. I think they should be embarrassed.
Is he wearing a mask? No, he's not even wearing a banana hammock.
Wait, time out. You ready?
Yeah.
You might have wondered why I'm naked here in the woods. I got scared by a fucking deer. Dude, and I was...
The fact that the temperature range on that Sunday at Otford, the town nearest to where the men were lost, was 37 degrees Fahrenheit.
Damn, that's pretty hot.
The high...
It's 98.
No.
The high...
37 in Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit. Yeah. Fahrenheit. Fuck.
Yeah.
The high was 66.
Fahrenheit.
What?
And they were out just there. Nude sunbathing.
Okay.
Love to literally freeze my nuts off.
Yes.
Literally.
Right. Dude, I sleep in 66 degrees AC.
Holy shit. You turn your... In this economy?
I will sweat if I don't. But I also, really? I also have that plan on... KUB where that like they level your shit like
oh that's cool
yeah
I don't know what that means.
They take an average of your bill over the year and like make it one.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
That's anyway cool.
So they weren't the only ones.
Yeah.
There were one of, or two out of 44 fucking people that were fined during the pandemic.
That is
for breaking protocol. Yeah,
that is fucking wild. Ooh, excuse me.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, though, I do live by the old phrase.
Yeah, but you're not going
Sun's
to...
out, buns out.
Sun's out, nuts out, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that's what I have for that one.
Ah, so... ma'am.
Okay, I had a bunch of summer books, but I'm just going to cover three. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Do it.
One that I don't want to read.
Is it the Bible?
Okay, well, there's two now. The Bible. The second one is... this dude, Alex Michaelides, wrote a book called The Silent Patient a couple years ago, and I never figure out twists, and I figured out the twist from the fucking synopsis, and I was right.
Mm.
That's disappointing.
It's so disappointing. Like, it's like the most obvious, like, and people are like, oh my God, I never saw this twist coming. I'm like, how?
What a twist. You're like, wait, so are you literate?
Like, and I'm not even like, oh, I'm big brain. I figured like it was the most obvious bullshit. Like, no.
So you're not me in the intro. Okay, cool. Gotcha. Cool.
But anyway,
I'm never letting that go. Y'all made me sound like a fucking asshole.
He has a new book out that I also don't want to fucking read. I read the last one. It sucked. His new book is called The Maidens. It's way hyped, and it's just... No one fucking cares. It's about, like, a lady trying to solve an unsolved crime. And it's like, what will happen? And I'm like, it'll probably suck. That's yeah. what'll happen.
Wait, time out. What will happen?
Nothing. Nothing. Okay, and then two that I really want to read. Our boy Grady Hendrix.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that he had one out.
His new book comes out July 13th, so...
Is that Jimi Hendrix's son?
No.
Oh, my bad. I don't read books, so... I know. Forgive me for asking these stupid questions.
You do realize that Jimi Hendrix is dead, so he can't have...
Grady
Hendrix... He could have had a son before he died.
Oh, my God. Grady Hendrix wrote this book called Horror Store that takes place, like, overnight in a knockoff IKEA, and it rules.
It really is.
So it's Costco. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. But, like, paranormal bullshit. No, but it's like crazy shit.
But it's, like, it envelops all of the...
It's so good.
...terrible shit about, like, a big box store kind of thing. And it's like, oh, yeah.
And it's got your corporate dude who would literally die for
Scooter
McScooterson.
Holy shit.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Yeah, no, you've literally scooted it over about 6 inches.
I need to get a larger cable.
Oh, my God. You guys let me live.
Okay. Anyway.
Grady Hendrix's new book is called The Final Girl Support Group. And he's just a lot of fun. It's... Are you okay?
Scooter.
he's a fun author. His books are really good. I think he said he put like 7 years into writing this one, like overall.
Jeez.
Something I read said that he basically says some stuff in it that he wants to say about the horror genre in general. And I'm like, I'm here for it.
I wonder what it's like to like put 7 years into a book and it flop.
It won't flop. He rules.
Yeah,
I understand that.
He kills, but yes, that would be like one of these things that it's like, yeah, and then you sell 500 copies.
It's almost like recording a podcast with 157 episodes.
Shut the fuck up.
So the difference is they had an expectation of success.
Okay. Also, any minute
you gotta
now,
manage your expectations, brother.
Any minute now, we're gonna really take off.
Of course, I hope so.
Okay, so
I just have fun fucking doing it, honestly.
So the book's called The Final Girl Support Group. The characters are all the only survivor of various massacres and tragedies. It gets compared to Final Girls from Riley Sager, which I didn't love, but whatever. It sounds really cool, and it's basically like these girls are all like they were the only person that survived like dude that was a serial killer or something like that, or like a shooting or something.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty dark, but he usually does a good job of throwing really weird humor into his dark stuff. And then the only other one that I wanted to mention was Riley Sager has a new book called Survive the Night, and he's been like really hyped, and I've read like 3 or 4 of his books and I've not liked any of them really. And I still, every time one comes out, I'm like, okay, but this one sounds good. So this girl, Charlie Jordan, decides to drop out of school when her best friend's murdered by the campus killer, who has been slaughtering young women and taking a single tooth from each one as a trophy.
Wait, isn't that Scream?
Look, horror just overlaps forever.
Well, so...
Real quick tangent.
Yeah. Coming back to North... American Lake Monsters. Uh-huh, what is it called? Is that right?
Yep, okay. Yep.
One of the stories is focused. The one that I'm currently reading is focused about vampires.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me want to read a good vampire book. Don't come at me with fucking Twilight and all that bullshit.
How about Vampire Diaries? Do you want to read that one? So.
No, honestly, I'm just going to move into True Blood.
No, but you said good.
Fuck.
Sorry.
I did.
Sorry.
No, but this is one of my more, I really like it because they're talking about the turning of a person.
Yeah.
But really it's gnarly. Yeah. So
she puts her name and number up on a ride sharing board. Uh-huh. This dude picks her up and basically it's like psychological, like, she's in the car with him and she's not sure. She has these weird stress related hallucinations that like make her not sure what's real and what's not.
Oh, I like it.
So she calls it like it's periodic amnesia that are like having movies in her mind. And so she's trapped in the car with this dude. She's not sure what's real and what's not. It's a whole thing. I'm like, this sounds cool.
Just let it ride. Don't address it.
No. Larry's standing. He acts like we're not going to make a thing of it, but it's creepy.
That's going to, since I can't do shit from my phone, I'll send it to Allie and we'll upload that. Larry thinks his mic stand is, or his boom stand is a fucking sit to stand.
I have to agree. I have to,
you have to pee.
My agent has to pass on this photo.
So, yeah. Larry, I'm your agent. I overwrote it. Sorry.
I was going to say, I'll send it to your agent. Oh, wait, she already approved.
It's already posted.
Damn it.
Okay, one last one. I lied. Okay, right. There's one more called The Drowning Kind. I won't get super into the depths of it. But there's a natural spring that grants wishes and heals sicknesses. But also, it kills people a lot. it might be pretty cool for us to read. It is by Jennifer McMahon, and it's out already.
Title?
The Drowning Kind.
The Drowning Kind. So, I like that.
It all starts, and it's all, like, it's really, like, creepy, like, haunted sounding. And it's like, why don't people just stay out of the water? If only it were that simple. Like, it's basically like, you know this water is going to cure your shit, but also it might kill you. But it might cure my shit.
So,
like,
I'm not going to lie. So,
why don't people just wear masks? So, why don't people just, like,
do they not have Brita filters?
Why don't people just social distance? Coming back to the pandemic, you know?
Yeah, we got you. Okay. We got you. Thanks.
Pandemic? What?
We're
talking about the year that I refer that I refuse to remember.
The lost year.
So we might have to read the ruins. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, okay. We might have to do it just because it's a good, fun, quick read,
sure.
And it is what I remember of it is very like. Oh, it's just dreadful.
Yeah.
For a lack of better term. But all right.
Cool.
It is that time.
Oh, you want to wrap up?
You just blasted through, like, you said three. I believe
it was just four.
Really?
It was just four. Okay. I had like seven that I wanted to get to, but I'm trying to cut it short. But it was just four. And one was an unrecommendation.
That's right. See? So five.
Four.
Nice. I'm kidding. What happened? Are you okay?
Can you count?
No one ever noticed my birthmark that I've had. It's a birthmark.
I thought it was a bruise.
No, man. Everybody, like, this summer has been like, is that? And I'm like, I've always had this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
that you've had since birth.
Literally birthmark.
Like, I have to stand now to speak, so.
No, I don't mind. Like, I'm not, like, self-conscious about it. It's just funny that, like, no one ever said
anything. No, you put your arm up and, like.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
So it is about that time.
It's time.
And I think that we are wrapping up, I believe.
Untethered 26.
Seven.
That's what I said was 27.
No, I heard you say 27.
Untethered 27.
Larry's standing up. I'm not sure where he's
going to
plug that power cord.
You know where.
You're out.
I'm in a keister
again.
Dude,
don't you dare plug it in my alley.
I have been sitting on it the entire time.
Oh, my God.
And rubbing my feet on the carpet so that I create static electricity.
Oh, my God, dude. Honestly, it's really incredible. He doesn't even need batteries.
Renewable energy, people. Look it up.
Wool socks and friction.
Oh, my God.
Thank you guys once again for checking out the Tether Radio podcast. Be sure to check out the full episodes on Mondays. This has been...
almost a full episode.
God.
Almost a full episode. Actually, that's a good point.
Yeah, Megan's going to kill us all.
We're right around an hour.
Yep.
So, you're welcome.
And we're sorry.
We're sorry.
And we're not.
But we hope you guys enjoyed this stuff. Let us know what you thought. You can send all of that to tetherradio@gmail.com. That is tetherradio@gmail.com. You can hit us up on all the socials. I'm not going to lie. I am a terrible social media individual. But my other co-hosts are way better at it, so
we'll work on it.
Yeah,
we'll try and get better.
I'm trying to learn.
Okay, Zuck.
No, honestly, I'm trying. Like, I've been watching Zuckerberg photos of how to drink water. So, and I'm actually turning into a hydro homie. So,
okay.
Anywho, yeah, thank you guys so much again for checking out episode 27 of Tether Radio Untethered. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm that guy Larry, I guess.
That standing man Larry.
That bitch.
Thanks so much for hanging out, friendos. And we hope you have a fantastic weekend. Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye.